God's greatest gift to his creation is choice. It is written, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God loves all that he has created. Within the characteristic of love, his creation can choose to hate God. He doesn't choose to hate us, but we can choose to hate him. Lucifer was once God's angel of light, and he had the prerogative of choice. He chose to disobey God and was cast out of heaven along with the other angels that made their own choice to follow Lucifer and rebel against God's love and his law. Lucifer's end has been pronounced against him and his angels. He is no longer God's angel of light, and his glorious name, Lucifer, was stripped from him, and now he is known as Satan, the accuser. The evil angels that followed Satan, banished from their former home in God's heavenly kingdom, are now known as demons. It is written, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. God's mercy has expired for Satan and his demons, but there is still time with you and the rest of humanity. You are God's child, whom he loves and has invested interest in through Jesus, his beloved Son. You still have time to repent, unlike Satan, whose time is up. God has not revealed the length of time that he warned Satan before banishing him out of heaven like a bolt of lightning. It can be assumed that with the amount of chances humanity has been given to repent after their own rebellion against God, as finite beings, perhaps Satan, once created infinite, was at least given an equal amount of opportunities to repent from his own rebellion.